Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley, welcome back. It's Monday, our fun day, every day that ends in Y is your day. May 11, 2015, we are fired up. We're going to take a question that we got last week via email. I got a lot of Twitter love out there from the 10 lessons learned on my 10-year anniversary of quitting the J-O-B. Want to thank everybody, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to check into Twitter as well live while we're recording this show and just show you some of the great, just the fans, man, all around the world. I had no idea we had people listening to all these different countries. I mean, I knew, but you don't know until you get the actual feedback. Last week, I recorded 10 shows in one day titled The 10 Lessons I Learned After Quitting My Job 10 Years Ago, May 6, 2005. Walked out of my corner office for the last time. It was kind of a sad day, actually, when I boxing up all my ribbons and trophies and awards and all the nice notes that I received throughout the years. And you know what? I joke a lot about, well, you know, I don't like the job. Job sucks. J-O-B, journey the broke, jump out of bed, just over broke. But the relationships you make, man, those are really cool. You know, the people that you meet along the way, not everyone's an idiot. You know, not everyone is like your boss wanting to work you till you're, you know, just about dead and then send you out the pasture like a big old cow. So I had a lot of great relationships with some really nice people. So always want to recognize them as well. But yeah, 10 years ago. Wow. So here we are 1 week after that and we're rocking and rolling. Want to thank everybody for tuning in today. If you have not left a 5-star rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast, please do that. It helps the show get found easier on iTunes, boosts our rankings, keeps us as the number one motivational podcast on iTunes. Also, I want to talk to you. I'll probably do a couple of shows today only because I want to give you an idea of the survey that I put out there. Looking to do an audio of the week type of club / membership. Keeping the podcast short to the point. Similar, very similar to the 10 lessons last week. And keep rocking and rolling with that and move into some new stuff. So I'm going to bring you on board with that this week as well. And I just got a lot to talk about. So email from a listener. Stephen Meyer. Good morning, Sam. First of all, I just want to thank you for putting together a great show each day. It really gets me going throughout the day, and your message is well received. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate that. Goes on to ask a question. Let me get to it. Recently, the negative thoughts started creeping back, and as Les Brown says, one should take inventory of one's thoughts. Yes, you should. So when I started taking inventory of my thoughts, I noticed that it's the fear of my fear and negative thoughts that's the culprit. So in actual fact, I have a fear that if I keep on thinking negatively, it's going to lead to negative results, i.e. thoughts become things. So I'd like to know if you ever had this experience, and if so, what are your thoughts on this and how you dealt or how do you deal with it? Just a thought that this can be a topic for one of your upcoming Everyday Saturday podcast shows. Thanks again for all you do and have the best day ever. Stephen, thanks. Yes, great question. Let me just summarize. Steven knows that he's pumping his mind with Zig Ziglar, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, yours truly, Sam Crowley. And he knows that you got to keep positive material into your mind, and it helps. It's definitely helped him. However, he's got a fear of fear that you could go to the dark side, you know, and what if those fears start creeping back? Yeah, look, we're human beings. We have them. You know, what's funny. Last week when I recorded one of the 10 lessons is fear is real. I mean, it's absolutely real. I think it's hilarious. Some people just aren't honest. You know, when you go to Facebook and you see, this is my life. I'm smiling. This is my kittens and my dog and my family. And we're always smiling. We're Ozzy and Harriet on steroids. That's not true, man. It's not. That's so fake. It's so phony. Now, on the other side, I wouldn't want anybody. I certainly wouldn't be posting all my dirty laundry out there. You know, everything drama that happens in your life. There's a happy medium. I mean, if you want to keep it real, keep it real. And if you want to be fake and phony, well, guys like me will sniff you out in a New York minute. So there is a place for fear, and there's a certainly in my life there is. I don't let fear paralyze me. Put it that way, but I acknowledge it, because if you don't acknowledge it, it's the elephant in the room. You know, it's like saying, "Oh, I know you're over there, but I'm not. I don't see you. I don't see you." Now, I know there's a lot of NLP people out there and people like that that say, "Hey, I don't have any fear." And as truth be told, I mean, as human beings, we're only born with two fear. That's the fear of falling, and that's the fear of loud noises. Every other fear that we have in our life, we've acquired through the people that we know or the images that we've seen, which is, you know, that is what it is. You can't avoid that. That fear is in your mind. Look, if you see a roller coaster, if you're a baby, you're not afraid of that roller coaster. But when you're 40 years old, you're deathly afraid of it. Some people are, because of what you've seen or thought of or a bad dream you had about it. We get that. I get that. So how do you deal with that? How do you not allow that to come into your mind? Well, the first thing that you got to do is acknowledge it and say, all right, that's there. And then since the question was, what do I do? How do I deal with that fear of being afraid, that fear that, look, negativity can creep up. I always make sure there's at least one, ideally several, projects within a 30-day period of time that I can focus on that are really positive. I'll give you an example. Launching this Audio of the Week Club is a project that I'm really passionate about. I really want to get this off the ground. The goal is to generate subscription type of recurring revenue, whether that's $4 a month or $6 a month or $10 a month, whatever it is. But it also gets me jacked up that I can give a 30 to 40 minute in-depth audio, not just a 10 minute podcast, every week to the members and really teach, maybe on a topic just like this. So that project, for example, if it comes out in 21 days from now, 3 weeks from now, I'm laser focused on that positive image, positivity, creating it, all the fun that I'm going to have creating those products and the revenue, yes, that it's going to generate for the business. Another thing is focus on getting a speaking gig. I'm speaking in LA the end of this month in May. I'm speaking at the Riviera Country Club to the Rotary about the One More Breath / Every Day is Saturday movement and message. And the next day I'm speaking for Harv Eker's group, sharing a stage, Robert Kiyosaki, as I talked about last week, the next day. So those are two very positive events in the month of May that I'm laser focused on. Some of the negative things that are going on, we got a lot. This week especially is crazy, and I won't get into it in our family, but we got dance recitals, youth games, doctor appointments. My wife's gone all day Thursday with our older daughter going to the aquarium as kind of a volunteer. My wife still needs to get out. I mean, we've been, since Susan, our baby's come home 6-7 weeks ago, my wife's been 24/7 diligently caring for her. And so I need to now be home with Susan, and that's no work, no revenue, no nothing going on. Happy to do it, but that's stressful for us and our family, and it can be very fearful for me thinking I'm not going to get any work done. Every day this week, and every evening this week, I'm tied up, and I'm the breadwinner in the family. I need to generate income, you know, and I need to produce results. So I'm focused on three different projects. You know, I'm talking about the Audio of the Month Club and a couple other projects I go on online that I'm creating, joint ventures that I'm working on, as well as speaking twice at the end of the month. All of that is exciting, all right, from the business perspective. And then personally, look, guys, I'm telling you right now, I don't say this stuff about exercising just because I have no skin in the game. It's not like I'm affiliated with any exercise club or equipment. Right now, I'm ready to go. Today is a low-carb, high-intensity workout day. The last 2 days were incredibly high-carb, stuffed my face till I'm uncomfortably full all day long, and it's heavy weight gain, putting on the mass. And I do this zigzag approach a lot throughout the week. And I'm excited now to do some really intense cardio. It's 85 degrees outside. You know, I'm just fired up. I look forward to that. What does that have to do with the fear of fear? Well, I don't have any fear today. I mean, it's not like I'm walking around. I got bills just like you do, okay? I get the emails like you do and stuff that's going wrong and this wrong. God, you ever own rental properties? It's nonstop stuff going wrong. But I don't fear any of that because I focus on the three or four great projects going on in my life and my daily exercise routine. And yeah, look, out of a 24-hour day, not all the hours are going to be beautiful. But that's okay. That's okay. When you feel yourself sliding away into negativity, boom, focus right back on that project that you got. Oh, 2 weeks from now, man, when I launch my project, my blog, my podcast, my YouTube channel, creating a video, speaking in an event, whatever it is. My Saturday, what I went for is to be a professional speaker and an info marketer, kind of an infotainer too, you know, educating, entertaining, getting the message out about every day is Saturday. So if I don't create projects around that passion, shame on me. Then I will live in fear all the time. I will stare at the bills over in the corner, which we have a lot of, with a baby on a ventilator and three other older kids and a mortgage and all these different things. Guys, I got about 13 different mortgages, okay, between rental properties, primary residence, and all that stuff. It can be very stressful. It can be very fearful. What if the revenue doesn't come in this month to pay for all of those bills? It can happen, but I don't allow myself to go there. If that's going to happen, it's going to happen. Worry isn't going to change one iota of that. I can, though, I can control almost all of that by the way I focus in my business. Today is Monday, all right? It is right now 9:10 a.m. I'm recording the show on a Monday. I've got this entire day jam-packed to create content. I'm watching all of these videos on a new project I'm involved with that I can't really talk about right now. It's not because I'm trying to be ultra secretive. It's just, it's not. It wouldn't be responsible of me to talk about it right now, but I'm watching a boatload of videos. I mean, I watch videos all weekend. I probably have watched 9 hours of video since Friday night. Yeah, you got to learn to earn. Inside the word learn is the word earn. So I'm watching just like I tell you guys to do, and I'm going to be diving into this next venture pretty heavily. I'm buying Amazon fulfillment stuff. I've invested $7,500 just in the past few days on inventory to ship into Amazon. I'm getting ready for December. I sent you guys out a video. If you're on my mailing list, look, if you're not on my mailing list, you're really missing out. Go to everydayisaturday.com. Put your name and email in, because I'm keeping you informed what I'm doing, how I'm making every day Saturday. I got a lot of energy. I got a lot of activity going on, and I'll be listing this stuff on Amazon, for example. I'm speaking at the end of the month, audio of the week. You see where I'm going with this? All these different projects keep me focused and passionate on all the positive things going on in my life. So when the inevitable negativity comes in, and it does, man, you're not going to avoid it, but it's like spraying your house with pest control. The pests are going to get in eventually. You'll find a spider or a silverfish. We have silverfish. What the hell those are? We got those in Ohio. Find those every now and again in our basement on the rug. I've seen some wacky insects inside our house. But 95% of them don't ever make it past the outside, because we have the outside perimeter of our foundation sprayed every 3 months. That's what you got to do with your business, man. You keep that stuff at the perimeter. A few negative things are going to creep in, but you just deal with it then. They aren't. The ants or the spiders, they don't ever make it very far. They're pretty much dead by the time they get any place in the house, because they've had to go through all that stuff. That's what it means to have a very ultra-positive mindset, is keeping all that stuff at the perimeter, the very few, the 5% of the negative things to creep in, the collection bill, the rent being late, things like that. It'll die eventually, right? Because you're going to be focused on all the positive stuff going on in your life that's going to generate revenue for you and keep you healthy. Remember, 30 to 60 minutes of exercise every day. I can't even overemphasize that enough. Steven, that was an amazing question. Thank you so much. Hit me up on Twitter if that tip helped you, @SamCrowley, and you let me know what you would like to hear on the show, and we'll give you a shout out. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.